The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning, a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topic
and asks what you think.
So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The answer.
The end of the week is always a festive time. We kind of see what's going on. We take stock of what's happened. And sometimes the calendar just works out that this is the day that we bring in some of our Food for the Poor donation co-host people. And they tend to be individuals, or maybe someone will bring a bride or a husband or a son or something like this. And so when Kim Garrison called and said, hey, can I bring can we have a total of four people? We got room, so why not? So they are here. We're about to meet all of them. The uniting factor here is a business called Painting with a Twist, and we're about to learn a lot about that and a lot about them. Two of the ladies you're about to meet have actual franchises, so who are the other two and what's their story? We'll get to the bottom of that. But the first thing I asked is, hey guys, we're the More Music Talk Show, so what are some things that we can do? So in order, in no particular order actually, here are some of what their requests were. It's interesting, I asked for like favorite artists. So if somebody says the Beatles, I can go to a million Beatles songs. So I asked Kim her first favorite artist, and I think I've got the right tune by this artist. Because I'm not actually familiar with anything else this artist has done. Wild Cherry, a little Play That Funky Music. So, ladies, welcome. It is great to have you here. Kim, thank you, and thanks for bringing the posse.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited about this.
Let me let you. So Kim is here, and Megan Potts is here from Richardson, and Monica Sheehan from Burleson and Denton. I don't even know how someone does that. We'll ask her. And Colleen Coppinger of Grapevine. Let me let you walk the point for a second, because it seems like you were sort of the driving force between assembling this posse. So what was the logic behind it?
Exactly. So we have 24 locations in the Dallas area, and
Painting with a Twist.
Painting with a Twist locations, yes. And we decided that we wanted to get together and donate to Food for the Poor and get an opportunity to come on here and meet you and talk with your audience and tell them a little bit about our business.
Well, I am more than glad. And so let's go to the other actual franchised. Is franchise owner the actual term, Colleen?
Yeah, franchise partner.
You're a franchise partner. And Kim has locations in Richardson and Mansfield. And Colleen, yours is in Grapevine. And I asked where. And all she had to do was say, across from Esparza's. Boom, there. Got
Claim
it.
To no. Fame.
And how long have each of you had your franchises?
I've been open almost 9 years. I actually had the first franchise in Texas and the third one overall.
Look at the trailblazer.
So I've been here a long time.
Very cool. Yeah. And Kim?
I've had the Richardson location almost 3 years and the Mansfield location about 9 months now.
Very, very cool. And I want to know, I sort of have a vague notion of how that works, but we're going to explore that further. But first, the question America wants to know, who exactly are Megan and Monica? Megan, hi.
Hello.
What you got? Why are you in the room?
Well, I'm the assistant manager at the Richardson location.
There you go. So you're working with Kim.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Very, very good.
And Mark, can I interrupt for a second? We actually brought a little a gift for you, kind of a sample of what Megan actually does do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, go. So, what do we have?
Well, here it comes.
Get out of town. Oh, my gosh.
So Megan was the artist for this.
You are kidding me. Okay, well, now it's ready. Everybody's going, oh, what the heck's going on? It is this big, wonderful basket of stuff. And I don't know what I'm drawn to more urgently, the picture of me or the food. I don't know what that says about me. But look at that. I mean, so this will have to have, the pictures of this will be on Twitter in mere moments. This actually looks like a fairly familiar photograph. Is this from something that you found?
Yeah, I just found a photo of you on Google, and
I got to work on Google. No, because that is, oh my gosh, I am so unbelievably honored. This is,
this speaks to the quality of the artists that work for Painting with a Twist.
Well, obviously, if the idea is to bring people in as customers and let them get a painting lesson, and a mild blood alcohol level, then that obviously you guys have to know what you're doing in order to do so.
Exactly.
I got a total judgment call question. Where can I hang this that doesn't make it look like unbelievable narcissism? I mean, that is...
Rhonda can hang it in Rhonda her room.
That'll be the shrine to me that's already underway. That is tremendous. And when you throw that in with popcorn, the love is complete. Thank you. Unbelievably cool. All right, so Monica, let's meet you. What's your story?
So I currently manage the Burleson and Denton locations, and I'm transitioning into part owner.
So who is there a Burleson and Denton owner who is not in the room?
There is.
Who would that be?
He lives in New Orleans. His name is Robert Ackerman.
Really? So he's out of town and leaves you alone to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I always make the joke that he's just the investor.
And I'm sure he appreciates that. No, I'll tell you what he does appreciate is obviously he wouldn't let you be doing that if there wasn't some level of trust there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, the premise is when you go to paintingwithatwist.com and we have an offer as if they haven't, listen, they've clearly done stuff for me, but these wonderful ladies are also doing something for you. So, and then I'll share that here in just a second or let them do so. Are y'all open right now or is it mostly an evening thing?
It's mostly an evening, but we do Saturdays and Sunday afternoons. We do daytime team buildings. We do quite a bit of team building
over in the
Richardson area, especially. Grapevine, I think.
Yeah, I do. We do a lot of team building. I actually am just starting to have some senior citizen classes during the day. The daytime is a slow time for us. For the most part, it is mostly in the evening.
How much time should we ideally set aside for the complete experience? And how does it begin? And how does it go? Megan, you're running Richardson. Tell me how that goes.
All right. Well, on average, it's just about 2 hours worth of time. So it's just a lot of fun to go in there and have somebody kind of walk you through step by step. I always joke just with saying that people are there to party and they just happen to do a painting. All
along, so. That's exactly right. If they won't let you paint at the Mexican restaurant nearby where you are, well, you're knocking down a margarita. Come on in here. We can do it. We can do it all. Monica, somebody comes in and says, I've never done this. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know if I can paint. I got nothing. How do you get them into the comfort zone?
We always get the people that say, I can't even draw a stick figure. And I say, fortunately, we're not drawing a stick figure today.
we're drawing Mark Davis. No, I'm teasing.
Yeah.
God, I can't take my eyes off that. That's amazing. Right? Thank you. He's like looking over my shoulder. It's kind of strange. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We just kind of make them feel comfortable if we need to show them to their seat or ask them if they want us to open their wine for them, whatever you can do to kind of ease that process. The painting's all on the artist, really, but they kind of come in knowing that we're going to help them out.
BYOB or are you guys packing? Yeah, because that involves licensing and God knows what else.
Yeah, so. I know there might be some studios
across the country,
serve.
And this is probably fairly important. Alcohol consumption is not mandatory. If you want a teetotal, you want to come in and you want to do some unsweet tea, doggone it, you can paint too.
We see a lot of Sonic cups.
You got to look out for those. Because there's like a half and half rum and coke in some of those Sonic cups. I'm ready to paint, ladies. Depending on the night that you walk in to any given painting with a twist location, I think. Because there's one, I looked in one, I don't even remember who it was, and are the walls festooned with past customers and stuff they've done?
Or is it stuff the staff has done? The walls is from the artist. We keep a copy of the original painting of each one we've ever done. I have over 2,000 paintings.
So by copy, you take a picture of it and mount it or something like that?
No, it's the original artwork that the artist paints to begin with. It's up in front of the class so they can see what it's supposed to look like.
Right.
And then the customers take their paintings home, and most of them, I think, take them home and hang them up.
Sure, was holding. Sure.
So yeah, definitely. And back to your question about making the people feel comfortable, we all have a version of what we call the rules. And the first rule is be kind to yourself. Your painting will be fine. We promise. And then the last rule is when in doubt, have another sip of wine.
That pretty much
has it covered.
Look at the expertise. All right, let's pause and explore this a little further and see what's going on inside these franchises and inside these wonderful ladies' lives and minds and brains. Kim and Megan and Monica and Colleen are here, paintingwithatwist.com. And when we come back, if this is something that sounds remotely intriguing to you, we got a deal. They got a deal. We got a deal. It's such a deal. We'll share it here in a minute. 917, Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer.
finally stand on my feet.
How'd I do, Megan? Okay?
That was perfect.
All together now. Little somebody to love, because Megan said she wanted to hear some Queen. Now, Monica and Colleen have given us requests as well, and we'll see if I can do right by them, because they sure have done right by us collectively. And I've come to learn, not just these four ladies, but easily a dozen-ish other folks who all ponied up to make this happen. And we live by a simple edict called, we don't care how we get the money. but you did, and you met this. We set a pretty high bar for this magical experience. I hope you're having a good a time as I am. And so you have some other folks you want to thank for making this possible. And then we're going to get people in the door at Painting with a Twist with a little discount. So go.
Exactly. So the participating locations, and this is not any particular order, but Flower Mound, Keller, Las Colinas, Saginaw, Mesquite, Cedar Hill, Fort Worth, Hewlin, Grapevine, Plano, McKinney, Greenville, Richardson, Burleson, Mansfield, Waxahachie, Wiley, and Rockwall.
Very cool. So we just thank everybody there. How far flung is Painting with a Twist? A national
thing? Farthest way out there in the Pacific, two locations in Honolulu.
God only knows what's going on in those Hawaiian locations.
I've actually painted in the Honolulu studio. Whenever I travel, I try to paint at the Painting with a Twist there, so I've painted there.
I was just being a smart aleck, but I've actually stumbled like a blind pig with an acorn. I stumbled across an interesting question. If I go to a Painting with a Twist location in Texas, might the subjects or the idea of, hey, everybody, let's paint this, be different in a Texas versus a Massachusetts versus an Oregon versus a Hawaii?
Well, we all have access to the same art library of only over 10,000 different choices of paintings that are owned. We have the copyrights to, but definitely different markets like different subject matter. Of course, in Hawaii, they do a lot of the tropics and that kind of thing. Here in Texas, we do a lot of rustic stuff, but we do, you know, we have a different painting on every night and a new calendar every month. And so they're, you name it, and it's going to show up on the calendar at some point.
Well,
I mean, there's literally something for everyone.
So if it's Burleson and Denton where you'll find Monica. Mm-hmm. No, not, how do you flip a coin and go? Those are not exactly next door to each other.
No,
how'd you get those locations?
I have a manager in Denton.
Well, look at there you go.
So I don't have to go back and forth.
So people are more likely to run into you in Burleson.
Yes.
So is it a set time? You say it takes a couple of hours. Does everybody just wander in? It seems like you got to have a certain time where everybody has to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The set time typically in our studio is 7 o'clock at night on week during the week. Mm-hmm. And then we have set times on the weekend as well. And people make reservations in advance.
Gotcha. About how many can you accommodate? Rough. Does it vary according to the size?
It does vary. Yeah. We all have different size studios, and some have one room and some have two rooms. So both of my studios have two rooms.
With different paintings going on in different. Ooh.
Yes.
So could you. Whoa. And how does somebody know ahead of time? Because I'm sensing that if online somehow people are able to see, hey, here's what we're painting tonight in Mansfield or tonight in Burleson or tonight in Grapevine or whatever. Mm-hmm. How do folks find that out? Is it?
Yeah, it's on the website. All of our calendars are posted in advance, typically up to 2 months. So we'll have, like right now,
April and May are live.
Are on there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then June will come on May the 1st.
Yes.
About. And they just go to paintingwithatwist.com.
Very good.
And you can put your zip code in. It'll bring up the location closest to you.
The one closest to you. Now, there's another reason to go to paintingwithatwist.com. You folks have come bearing gifts for the people who are kind enough to be listening to us now. And we'll phrase it however you wish. What exactly happens if you go to paintingwithatwist.com and hit the all caps and enter Mark Davis? What magic thus unfolds?
You will receive a discount off of your reservation.
And a full-size copy of this painting of me that Megan did. No, I want my full-size Mark Davis. Megan, what? How much of the painting that you guys do, because I listen, like the average person who's given a try at this, I've done a tree, a landscape, the Alamo. I mean, I can't wait to get in here and try to do this. You have a gift I will never have, the ability to actually paint a human being and have it kind of look like that person. Is that from God? Is it learned? Little of both? I mean, how in the world were you able to even cry? Oh, and by the way, it's on Twitter now, at producer Rhonda K, and she has retweeted it from me, so you can see Megan's handiwork. Oh. So how's that work?
Well, I mean, with anything, the more you practice at it, the better you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But I've always loved doing anything with my hands, like any artwork. It's just always been just a part of who I am. So
That is fantastic. In a couple of minutes, so let's do a quick 60-second. Who are you actually? Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
So I'm from the Richardson Garland location. That's where I grew up.
Right.
And my parents are still in the same house that they've been in for the past 25 years.
Fantastic.
So.
Where'd you go to school?
I graduated from Garland High School.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Kim, how about you?
I grew up in the Texarkana and Hope, Arkansas area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, I grew up in a radio family. My dad owned radio stations Arkansas.
Well,
yes,
I mean,
my first job was a radio DJ that I plugged in the Astros baseball games. I'd plug in the commercials and do the station ID every hour.
Now, well, you mentioned Hope. Of course, there's obviously a lot of history with the Bill Clinton boyhood.
My daughter was born in Hope, Arkansas, and when we drive through there, she used to tell me, I'm birthplace of Bill Clinton and Danielle Wicker. And I said, and Danielle has a better reputation.
Yes, she does. Monica, what's your very brief life story?
So I'm kind of from here and there. My parents were in the military.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so my mom's from here in Texas, and my dad's from Massachusetts. I was born in Virginia.
It's funny because I was an Air Force kid, but three of my dad's duty stations, that's why I'm a native Texan, because dad was stationed at Randolph Air Force Base at the time. So thank you, Air Force. But then for his last three duty stations, they were the Pentagon, Andrews Air Force Base, Bowling Air Force Base, within 5 miles of each other in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. So I didn't live in 14 houses, go to 27 schools. Were you just ricochet rabbit all over the place with a lot of different schools, or how much moving around was there?
No, they both got out fairly early, but I kind of bounced back and forth between the two of them just because I wanted to have relationships with both parents.
Gotcha.
So I've spent probably about equal parts in both places.
Where was your favorite deployment place or place to be stationed or place to be?
Honestly, Massachusetts feels more like home.
Even in the wintertime? What human being does that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. To each his own. Colleen, how about you? What's your story?
My dad was in the Air Force. I was born in Nagoya, Japan.
Well, there you go.
But I grew up basically in New Orleans, and that's kind of the birthplace, definitely, of Painting with a Twist. That's really how it got started, was two ladies down in the New Orleans area after Katrina got it started. And that's how I got into it. I just happened to paint in one of their local studios with my sister just on a whim and overheard them talking about possibly franchising. I was a dental hygienist for 34 years.
Wow.
And I don't know what possessed me. I was like, oh, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I jumped in with both feet, really not knowing what I was getting into. And it was a huge leap of faith. And so I bought a franchise. I didn't know the first thing about running a business. And it never even occurred to me it might not be wildly successful. And thank God.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Hang on to that, because that gives me like two or three other questions. So it's 9:30. Let me do bottom of the hour news. And that, because there's an entrepreneurial spirit to this and just the whole thing. And then we'll ask other wonderful things of Megan and Kim and Monica and Colleen. We'll have something from the Monica MP3 player or something like that, because it's the thing that she had asked for. So we'll see how well I can meet that need. Because they sure have met our request for a big pile of money that goes to Food for the Poor. And I'll tell them, they already know, and I want all y'all to know that thanks to their kindness, I lose count of how many kids are fed, how many water projects are started in places that, you know, at some point today, I'm guessing you've already today had a meal and maybe taken a bath. Let me share with you the stories of some people who have done neither because they just can't. And to any degree that we can help that's what Food for the Poor does. That's why we do our campaign. And one of the great parts of it is offering opportunities like this to good people like this. So we'll all be back in just a minute. It is 9:31. Mark Davis, Gordon Griffin is in the newsroom. That's what I'm talking about.
I can't disguise the pounding of my heart. It beats so strong.
So Kim needed to hear Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Check.
What can I say? They turn me on.
Megan wanted some Queen, so we did some Somebody to Love.
I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do.
Pretty okay on the Prince there, Monica?
Yeah, it's good.
There you go. Did you ever see him?
No.
I mean, Lisa and I went. It was probably I somehow don't remember a lot of local appearances or maybe a lot of touring. It was Dallas Convention Center. You would have been just a baby. It would have been like 2001 or something like that. So don't even tell me. And it was he did not age. I mean, he would have been 40 something.
No, he did.
It
not
was
age.
Odd.
Exactly. His Super Bowl show in the rain in Miami, still one of my absolute favorites. And now I guess his story and his sad death all becomes part of the big crazy opioid story. Does anybody remember even hearing the word opioid more than 5 years ago?
No.
So, I mean, I got nothing. So it's crazy the way things rush in and get a hold of a storyline and a narrative, and then something happens that's that tragic, and now all of a sudden we're paying a ton of attention to it, which we should do. Here's something we should pay attention to. The wonderful folks at Painting with a Twist of all these franchises have a thing called Painting with a Purpose, and the various locations offer varying percentages. because Kim said, well, we give
at
half
least
of this.
50%.
And Colleen comes in and big times her and says, pow, I do 100. So take that with you. So no. Well, no pressure now. But what is painting? What is Painting with a Purpose?
So Painting with a Purpose is it was started, actually, I was a part of the original one because I was in so soon. Mm-hmm. Back when the earthquake happened in Haiti, like 8 years ago, however long ago that was, mm-hmm. The founders of Painting with a Twist asked the franchisees, which at that time there were maybe 10 or 12 of us, mm-hmm. to do a fundraiser and to donate a portion of the proceeds, which we did. And at that point, I decided it was a personal choice for me to donate 100% of the proceeds. Mm-hmm. And then that just kind of sparked this, well, let's do this all the time. Let's give back. And they do encourage the giving back. And so for the most part, once a month, we each have an event on our calendar that benefits a local nonprofit. And I've had everything from bunny rescue to leukemia and lymphoma, African Children's Mission, you name it. Just mm-hmm. it runs the gamut. And once a month, we do a painting, and in my studio, donate 100%. I think most of the studios donate 50%. But system-wide, over the life of Painting with a Twist so far, it's been over $4 million have been donated.
That is incredibly cool.
From each individual studio combined together. So we're very proud of that. It's an important part of our business model to give back, and I always tell people I give up and give a little spiel before mine. My business has allowed me, I've always enjoyed giving back, but it's allowed me to give back more than I ever imagined I could do. And so I'm very proud of that, and I enjoy it. I get as much or more out of doing it as the organizations sure. do getting the money. And, you know, there's some small organizations. I did one for a group that provided prom dresses, and I funded their entire thing that Whoa. Year with my one Painting with a Purpose. So it can have a really huge impact from just a little small thing that we do, you know? So we're all very proud of it.
That entire message washed over me exactly as you intended, but being me, the one earworm for me... Bunny rescue.
There is a bunny rescue.
I think I get it.
Yeah.
Does it get really big at a particular time? When everybody goes,
I would imagine.
It's Easter.
Yes.
Oh, the bunny is so cute. Let me give one to my Aunt Zelda or to my cousin Billy. And, you know, a month later, it's like, what is this vermin rabbit in my house? What is it? So
true.
Let's throw
so
it.
So there's,
you know,
a
in
real
the backyard.
Need for a bunny rescue.
I
was happy
anything.
To help with that.
I'm ready to rescue anything or anybody. So coming calendar, if people hop to paintingwithatwist.com, enter your zip code. And again, Megan Potts is here. She is the manager in Richardson. Kim owns a franchise in Richardson and Mansfield. Monica manages Burleson and has somebody handle Denton, correct?
Right? Yes.
and Colleen is the queen of all things there in Grapevine across from Esparza's. It's Friday. Nothing gets past me. Different stuff. And we don't coordinate, do we? Are y'all doing the same painting mm-hmm. tonight? It's all y'all's choice
all
and whatever
different.
You're going to do. Mm-hmm. How do we pick?
Well, you can just go online to our website.
How do you guys decide? Because you're essentially saying you go to the website. You go to the website and we're going to learn what you're doing in Richardson. We're going to learn tonight what you're doing in Grapevine. So has this decision been made weeks and 8 weeks in the making. So how is that decision made?
Well, I mean, we take a look at our library. Like we said earlier, there's over 10,000 paintings in the library that we choose from. So sometimes we do fan favorites that we know people are going to love. And then other times we're like, hey, let's try something new.
Like what? Is there a certain style or even a certain, like, even particular picture you can describe that just everybody, it's like catnap. Everybody just loves.
Should we say it all together?
Our diva. Our diva pictures. I call them diva happy pictures.
Describe.
Our diva pictures are usually women in cute little outfits and high heels and all sorts of stuff. But our diva pictures.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, a cotton picking.
How would you describe? Colleen,
that's not what happens in Grapevine. That goes to show you how different each market is, because it's not, that's not the, divas aren't the big thing.
Well, are there any self-respecting men who come in for this? Is it just a complete chick experience?
Well, usually Saturday night's our date night and Friday night's our girls night out. And like tonight we have one on called Poppin', which is a picture of a young lady popping a big bubble of gum, and it's almost sold out. We have about 6 seats left tonight.
Because I can't see, you know, like Dexter from Midlothian coming and saying, I'd like to do the diva, please, ladies.
You'd be surprised.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
I have to say, most of the time a man is drug in by a woman, but they have a great time.
Well, it's, you
and
know,
they
it's
turn
like,
into really good customers.
It's like Dancing with the Stars. I started watching this because I wanted to be a good and dutiful husband, and now I'm hooked like a trout.
Yeah, it's typical.
I actually have an artist that works in Richardson who was a customer, and he just used to come in and paint on his own, and we hired him. Eventually, he's one of our artists teaching classes now.
Customer turned staffer. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, wow. I think that happens fairly often. Yeah. So, and I just want to say really quickly that Painting with a Twist is one of the largest employers of artists in the United States. Outside the public school system, we put more artists to work than any other company. And it was funny, when I first started, you know, looking for somebody, I found out really quickly, really all an artist wants out of life is to be paid for doing art.
Exactly right.
And so
we can all draw in the garage, but if you can make a living.
We provide employment for, we're the largest employer outside the public school system of an artist in the United States.
So how does somebody get this gig, Monica? How did they find you, or you find them?
Well, I actually started out as an artist in Colleen's studio.
She was a customer.
I was a
customer in my studio. Yeah.
I'm noticing a
she was pregnant at the time.
7 years ago.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So, like she said, a lot of people will now come in as customers saying, "How do I get a job?" Very seldomly do I have to put out an ad asking for people to come work.
So round the horn here, tonight in your place, about how many people are, if the place is sold out, how many folks have you got in there roughly?
Sold out's 44 for
gotcha.
Me.
45.
We have 50 in one room and 35 in another.
And so obviously, and Megan's in the same place. Yeah. So are you walking, you're walking around keeping track of everybody. Hey, here's something you might want to do. Hey, that's great. Or, oh my gosh, you might want to start over. Or here's more wine. You ever take a look at somebody and go, whoa, son, this might be somebody who needs to work for us?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert was our one. Yeah, I approached him. I said, you're doing great. You're here every night. So he was my best customer. I hated that I lost my best customer, but And he still travels and paints at other Painting with a Twist. So he'll go around to other studios and paint just because he enjoys it and he likes the social aspect
of it. That was one thing I was kind of surprised of initially, is how many actual artists did come in to paint. And I would ask them, you know, why are you here?
You know how to do this already.
Exactly.
You don't need to learn.
And you know what they would say, and I heard this numerous times, is one, it's just fun to come and paint with your friends.
Yep, I bet I can figure it out.
And the other one was, they finished the painting. Evidently, finishing a painting isn't a hurdle for some artists.
If you come in, the phone's never going to ring or not anything you got to go do. Nobody's coming to the
door. And they could do it mindlessly. They didn't have to think about what color or what they wanted to do. And so I was always surprised by that initially, that artists would come in.
Two solid hours to actually paint is a commodity that may not arise in somebody's actual life.
Actually, and you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to let people know that art is therapeutic. It really is. You put your brain on a vacation, you can't think about anything else. I actually have a good friend who was the chief of police in Haltom City and now the city manager. Mm-hmm. And he said to me one time the reason he liked to come in is because he couldn't think of anything else while he was doing it. And it really is therapeutic, and people don't realize that. And it's funny because sometimes people will stress out in the middle. They're, oh, my painting's terrible, you know. And at the end, they're like, oh, I had so much fun, you know. And so you'll worry, like, as the owner initially, I'd be like, oh, my God, these people aren't enjoying themselves. But then at the end, and their painting all comes together, mm-hmm. and they're like, I can't wait to come back. And so people don't know why they want to come back. They want to come back because it was therapeutic for them.
I can certainly understand. Dumb question. Do y'all have frames?
We do not. We send people to Hobby Lobby.
And a good choice.
50% off coupon.
So you'll come out. Is it always canvas of the type that we see right here? Just a little canvas on a wood mount? Or what are we painting on?
Well, we do have different sizes. That's a 16 by 20 canvas that you have over there. We do have a 24 by 36, which is our larger canvas. We also have a 12 by 12. And our newest to the, I guess, to the family is a 10 by 30 canvas that we use. And then we also do some wood cutouts, palettes, and we do wine glass painting.
And Rebecca Flott, screen art.
Oh, thank you.
Our newest product.
What's that? 60 seconds. What's that?
It's where we paint on a screen. Yeah. It was originated by one of the artists in our system in Denver, mm-hmm. Rebecca Flott. And it took about a year to get it. But you use a mud on the screen and mm-hmm. then paint the mud. It's really super fun, beautiful, rustic. Definitely check out the Rebecca Flott screen art.
So there you go. That is Colleen in Grapevine. Monica is in Burleson and sometimes Denton. And Kim is in Richardson and Mansfield. And Megan is with Kim in Richardson. Look at that. How did it go? Of course I wrote it down.
Good job, Mark.
Oh, you're right. There's a quiz later. But I'll tell you, we'll come back and wrap it up. Final plugs, including the offer that they have kindly made to you folks for listening so that you can experience the wonder that is Painting with a Twist. And we'll have all of that, and we'll wrap everything up for the week when we come back. 9:50, Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. So I've worked my way around the horn with all of our guests. Megan wanted some Queen, and Kim wanted Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music. And Monica wanted some Prince, so we did a little Take Me With You. So Colleen, a little Shape of a Heart. Always love Shape of a Heart. Hope that's okay.
Great, thanks.
Now, Kim, you started this off, so let me let you... first of all, if everybody goes to paintingwithatwist.com, paintingwithatwist.com, and enters the big all-caps code Mark Davis, they get a discount, correct?
Correct.
Great. Now, tell me about the special thing, the assist the officer thing that you guys are doing in Richardson. This is on the heels, I'm guessing, of the David Sherrard, the loss of David Sherrard.
Well, yes, it is. We actually did a fundraiser back right after Officer Sherrard was killed in the line of duty, and we donated the money directly to his family. That was donated 100%. But we connected with the Assist the Officer Fund at the time, and we are doing a second fundraiser now on May the 15th, and we are going to have a celebrity painter with us, Chad Prather, the political cowboy. And so we're really excited about that. He and his wife, we found out his wife is an avid painter, Painting with a Twist painter.
Where does he live?
Burleson. He's right here in town.
All I know is he's all over, he's all up in Lisa's Facebook 24 hours a day.
He's all over the place.
Oh, look at the latest thing Chad said. Oh, yeah. And then I watched it, and it was, I'm sure she does not sound like that. And then I said, wow, this really is great. And the guy he uses humor and relatability, and it's fantastic.
So it'll be a great opportunity for people to come out and paint with him and meet him and just have a good time.
That is what I tell you, what a great time it has been to be with you, Kim, and Megan, and Monica, and Colleen. Food for the Poor thanks you. I thank you enormously. Just thanks, God. But paintingwithatwist.com, go feel the love, enjoy the magic, and just thank y'all. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mark.
We've
really enjoyed it.
I tell you, that's what it's about. It's just a joy to see the kind of spirit of giving that people display in just doing this. And I get incredible radio out of it, and I get to meet some very cool people. All right, thanks to all you cool people for hanging out with us. Mike Gallagher's show is next. Mike is actually back. Shall I give away where Mike has been? He's been in the UK. He'll have British stories, so that should be good. I'm guessing he's all up in West End Theater, like 24/7. So we'll have stories of that on Monday. Hope your weekend is filled with good, wonderful things. For producer Rhonda Moreland, at producer Rhonda K, Shane Bell, Shane Bell Band, Facebook, Twitter, and 12 cable channels, and News Ace Gordon Griffin. I'm Mark Davis, and this is 660 AM The Answer. Have a fantastic weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Was the ruby that she wore on a stand beside the bed in the hour before dawn when I knew she was gone?
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.